Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everyone so we can see who's here. I'm Eric Oak. I'll be helping co-host this show today. Let's just get me situated. Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can.
Fantastic. Is Mary here?
Yes.
Hi, Mary. Would you like to start?
Sure. So, hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, New Homeschool, Episode 5. What is the new homeschool? We have a real purpose like no one else. We are everywhere on your planet Earth as a real benefit for all. We always support the all-natural environment supporting us. We are more than doing business as usual and just another career to chase. We show you how to have a real purpose with your life and real success to become more aware and self-sufficient. You will have more fun learning what we are sharing for everyone with the New School Homeschooling International Association, New Nations United Universal Universities, and the All Solar Research Vessel Project. We are here for you. The standard educational system is purposely designed to keep you and your children unaware of their true potential. And today we have Dwayne Heppner, or Dwayne the Great Writer, founder of the new homeschool and new books and the new presentation. And Dwayne, are you there? Did you want to introduce yourself?
Can you hear me? Am I here?
You're here.
Yes. Okay, I'm here. Yes, okay. It used to be when we first did the Blog Talk Radio many years ago, you pushed one to be in the queue, but now you just kind of wait. But I heard a little click there, so I'm imagining that you see I'm online and you click me in. So, yes, I am here.
We're thankful to have you here, helping us all make sense in a senseless world. Did you want to tell us more about the new homeschool and what the idea is, what you have created for us to share?
Well, yes, and thank you, all of you, Eric, and you, Mary, and others that have stepped up to be part of this, and Sandy, who is who is the president of the new homeschool. I see this as very important because it refers to the children. And so, the interesting thing is that what we're taught here when we come here and start to become aware of where we're at, we forget why we originally came here before we created the personal self, and that is that we all came here to have certain experiences to eventually become aware and wake up to the true reality life is, more so than just what we learn in creation, and this takes many lifetimes. So children, you might say, have a doorway with them because they're very open and they have experiences that they try to share with the adults, but of course the adults have forgotten. It's kind of like the movie with Robin Williams, Hook, where he was Peter Pan, but he got into the business world and he forgot. And so this is the whole idea of the homeschool, and that is, many people are not interested or very tired or do not like the standard educational system that indoctrinates people to one-dimensional, kind of a programming to just go into the business world and just support the system and the governments of the world. And, that's all fine, okay? We're not here to negate anything. We're just simply here to share something else that's mainly unseen. And so the real focus of the homeschool, of course, is the children, but more so than just teaching the children something of this world, but also what they're experiencing with themselves that is not necessarily seen with this world. And everybody has that potential. So this is the fun part. And I raised a daughter too, and this is how I raised her, to look to the real side of life more so than just this personal outside side. She did that anyhow, but the real side, so that she could wake up and see more than just being limited here, lifetime after lifetime, just going through the process, growing old, forgetting you're here, and then coming back and starting again. So what we're presenting here with the new homeschool is a potential, and especially it's not so much about the children learning, but it's about also the adults, the parents listening to the children and learning and seeing what's really going on, a bigger picture with the whole of life, instead of just growing up and being more restricted and conditioned. So there's a lot to it, but I see the heart of children is wonderful. And when, you know, the children go to sleep at night, and we call it dreams, so we'll just call it dreams, but they're really not. They're having experiences in other, we'll say, dimensions and realms, and they're bringing those back, and sometimes they try to tell the parents this accordingly, but the parents think, oh, that's just your imagination. I was told that by my mom too, but I was having my own real side experiences, and I knew what they were, and eventually it's come out to be where this is what I'm sharing, and creating the homeschool and the university and the wonderful worldwide educators and everything. This is to relate to the world that there are more possibilities so that people can survive better. It's all about survival. It's not necessarily, you know, just, you know, chasing the idea of going through the educational systems, having a career, getting a job, making money, buying things. Okay, we do that. That's something that this is what it's like now. But there is a bigger picture, and that is real survival with your real awareness, not just the temporary awareness with the personal self that you've created, but you need this position to relate to. So the children are number one, and what they're seeing within themselves and what they can express openly, because they're just so sincere and real when they express these things. There's usually no blockage or restrictions. They just kind of say it like it is. And you know, as people share, as I listened to my daughter and the experiences that she had, I learned so much. And at the same time, there becomes a real relationship there, not just a surfacey one, too. You really start to see a whole lot more in the child themselves. And so, again, but eventually the child becomes, you might say, the product of its environment, etc. My daughter went on to do certain things, which is fine, but at the same time, she kind of forgot all that. And one of the ideas, just to start things off and to have fun, is a lot of children fly in their dreams. And you can talk to people, many people, and they'll tell you that, oh, yeah, I used to do that too, because that exemplifies how free and easy you were with your life. But as you became more conditioned in the adult, you became more and, you know, restricted in your own way. And so, you know, there is something there, but you have to take the risk to see it, you see? And most people won't. And so now, creating the new school homeschool, this has made this available for people, especially with what's going on in the world today when you really pay attention. And we know what's going on. We don't have to go over that. It's not really good. There's a lot of things that are occurring, and the world is not getting better. So this is something I see as a real value to provide for people as an option, and everybody's going to have their idea about it. They're going to think it's hocus pocus, or it's a cult, or it's this or that. It's none of those things. It's something that each person is doing and learning to listen to the children and the animals and the trees and the environment. Who does that? You know, everything is speaking, but it's communicating in its own way, and you have to learn. So here's step one. The children are wonderful. It's fun, the things they say. There used to be an old TV show with Art Linkletter and that used to talk to the kids, and kids say the funniest things. I recommend people see that on YouTube. You can see the old shows of that, etc. Gives you an idea, but yet there's more to it, because what many times the parents don't realize is that they do not see how the child sees. They see things from their position looking at the child, but the child sees everything they do, and even because parents demonstrate themselves. And even though the parents say, we'll do this or that or whatever, after a while, the child is just getting orders and is not being listened to, and many times this creates frustrations, etc. So as there becomes a real relationship, instead of mommy just saying, well, I love you, sweetie, go watch TV, you know, as there becomes a real communication relationship, it can actually get a whole lot better. And when my daughter was younger, it was great. Those were the great times. And as she got older, well, she has her own life. She knows what to do. It's her choice. I've decided to do this. She's decided to do whatever. And so, again, that's a basic that gives you a little view of the idea of the homeschool.
Yeah, this is a wonderful view to have. I mean, kids are very tiny, but they're really just big beans in little bodies, and they have a lot. And they're still connected so much to the other side that they have so much to teach us at the moment. Would you discuss the new sound, how that works and how it can benefit the parents and the children?
Yes, that's the new you, which I was shown from the real guides many, many years ago, and created the new presentation, and that's the new you. And that creates a particular vibration or frequency that is already set up. In other words, if you like buy a radio and the radio stations already have their frequency set up, so you just tune in to those radio stations, whatever it is, if it's 90.1 or whatever the radio station is. So they're already set up with their frequencies. And what the new UU does is that it is the real connection to the true reality life is, and the real side to start the individual off to where they can get through the process of reincarnation and karma and creation itself, yet still be in it, but yet still have experiences and become more aware. This is the best part. It's not that it's literal knowledge, but as the individual becomes more aware and learns to recognize what is taking place through the dream experiences and the experiences they're having in their own personal life here, they start to recognize that there is something else. And this is why we're all here. We go through millions of lifetimes in creation to eventually come to the point where we start to recognize there is something more, and more than the ideas and the past and the teachings and the systems that have been created here. There is something else that is more so than all of that, and like love, it's invisible even more so, but you learn to recognize what it is. And then I do my best through the books and the writings and the groups that I create, and like the new homeschool here, to, you know, in the literal sense, in the personal sense, relate this to the world. But these are just references. They are not the reality. We are setting up references for something for people to go by so that at a certain point they decide to learn to recognize and see more within themselves. And then the fun part is that each person brings out their own unique way of expressing and experiencing this to where, see, this is what enhances the consciousness, all right? There is a created consciousness within creation, around the earth, etc. And for the most right now, that consciousness is actually strangling the planet. And that gets into a whole nother scenario. But the new you makes the connection beyond creation into the real universes that most people don't know about. And it starts, this is where the all aliveness is, and this is where you become more aware. Most people think that, you know, they join a spiritual path or religion or politics or whatever. They get the knowledge and they feel that the knowledge is the reality. No, knowledge is references. I've created a lot of knowledge, real knowledge that I refer to. But it refers to this all aliveness. And it's not the spirit idea, the spiritual, or all these things. That's physical astral things this is into real universes beyond all the levels of creation itself. That's what the new you does. It starts to free the individual from its restrictions. You become more aware, and then you start to recognize the restrictions that you have so that you can make better choices to be a freer being, because we're all actually free beings of real light, and we just need to go through the course of recognizing that, and then all of a sudden, voila, we freed ourselves from all restrictions. So the kids have that connection. Everybody has that, but most people have put it away. So the new you has been brought out to reiterate that connection that's available for everybody into the real universe. Yes.
Would you say that one, it's very important to pay attention to your real side? So if everyone is practicing the new sound and they're paying attention to their real side, they start to recognize themselves and what's really going on here so that you can make better decisions and, move into the real universes. And another really important reason why you want to pay attention to the real side is everything here in creation ends up being taken over. So there used to be other sounds that were used prior, I think at one time you were using the hue sound, and then that has been basically taken over to only bring you so far. And you can practice all these sounds like the Om sound and the Amen sound. And one of the reasons to definitely continue to pay attention or, start as soon as possible singing the new sound, because there could come a time where you really need to pay attention because the sound could change. And in order to keep recognizing and keep on your adventure to move past here, it is something that you could find out on your real side if you're paying attention. That makes sense.
Yes, exactly, Mary. So we've went through these things. History, verifies that. History is a reference, not a reality. It's just something we went through, old experiences. Life is always now. And yes, we went through all these things in lifetimes, and different sounds, different words, different relationships. The basic ones were the Om, which is in creation, mental plane, and Amen really came from that. The religions took that part. Then there was the hue that was used for a long time too. But, at a certain point, it's just like anything. At a certain point, like your computer, it gets you start loading so much stuff on there, pretty soon it doesn't work anymore. And this is what happened to these realistically in relationship to the true reality life is. Now, it appears on the surface that these things still work. And for some people, they do. But for the most part, everybody's tap line because of what the authorities are doing in the astral worlds. They're astrally tap lining people, and almost everybody's tap lined and being siphoned, you might say, by using these connections and other things and just the ideas within the consciousness. So this is where the true reality and the real universal guides have brought forward the new you. It's kind of like bringing a new lifeline in that's not all clogged up. It's kind of like, it's like if you have a city with all the streets, and you take New York as an example, where hardly anybody can get anywhere. You can't park anywhere. You can barely drive down the street. It's so crowded. So all of a sudden, someone's built a new freeway to bypass all that, you see? And so that's what we are. We're the new freeway. We built the new freeway, and it's the new you. And so it bypasses all that to where it's not clogged up, and you just kind of speed along, you might say. And so because you look at what people have created over the ages and eons, and they've really created restriction, confusion, and especially in this age, and you have authorities. And this is what's so cool about the real universes. When you stand in the real universes, which is here and now, you just simply learn to recognize it, you'll see creation like a speck of dust. It's not what you think it is. But while you're in it, you're looking at the canopy up there of the stars and the planets, and it seems like endless black space, but it's not. It's very contained. It's simply a realm. And so, yes, the advantage with this, as opposed to what had taken place before, because, again, you can be shown that all those things are very restricting where the new you is not. It releases people, and we have many Skypes, and you yourself have had experiences, and others, and Eric here, etc., and constantly sharing experiences. So it's not magic. You have to do your part. You have to earn your way like anything, but it gets you going. And, yes, there is a big difference, and people can test the difference and compare it. It's their choice.
Yeah, so basically we can use what's been created here with the new homeschool. You can use it in any of your homeschooling already curriculum that you have. And the idea that I'm getting at, which is, you know, basically the same as paying attention for another sound that would continue with, you know, purity and sincerity and into the real universe, is it appears as if, you know, we're all getting educated in our schools, and it looks really good when, you know, your children are very intelligent, or they're hitting their SATs and then they're going off to college. But at the end of the day, no one's really learning about who they really are or why they're here, and it's like not discussed at all, so much so that, you know, we end up just creating more destruction here. And it looks good on the outside. It looks good, you know, to go to school and to have a really great job in an office and, you know, to have lots of money. That looks like success. But if success at the end of the day is just getting old and not remembering that you're here, and you just pass over and you don't really know where you are, then what did you really learn here? And basically that's why you have created the new homeschool, and you also have the new kid courses and the kids' books that parents can read to their children. And the new kids' courses are actually very much available for the parents, because more so less what happens is, you know, us parents are so indoctrinated in the system and thinking that success is merely, you know, just what you need to survive here, which would be money and to live. But really at the end of the day, like listening to your kids that are already open and helping them experience and recognize them, experience the real universe, even doing it with them, can really be a lot more beneficial. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very good, Mary. So, you know, it takes a while to articulate it, and I'm always learning myself. It's taken me quite a while to, you know, formulate this over the years, this and just everything, the Vessel Project and Nations United and the books, and just coordinate this into the worldwide educators, et cetera. And so it's not to where anything that we do here is negated. That's not the idea. You don't just focus on this. This is a supplement is what it is. This is like the super multivitamin, you might say, that you take while you're still doing your personal life, which is living your life and watching TV sometimes, going out and playing, going to school, going through the systems that indoctrinate you into this world only. And, yes, learning about that, too. You learn about everything, and you'll still do a career or whatever, because this is what life is today. You know, 100, 150 years ago, it was, you'd usually be born and grown up on a farm, and you were a farmer. That's what it was. But a lot of that has been phased out because of how things have, you know, people have decided certain things. There's a lot of control in this world, and, you know, many people are trying to get back to that because they want something more natural instead of just processed. But the individual is still going to go through it. And when I was married, my wife was an educator. She taught second and third grade. And so I showed my daughter how to be self-sufficient. That's what I did, to take care of herself. And we had a lot of fun with the real side experiences. And we went to the beach. We surfed. We went to the movies. I bought her clothes. Did all those things. Walked her to school, etc. Did all that. And I knew that she was going to go through the system anyhow. And so, you know, I let that side become more available with my wife at the time because she was the educator. Now, one of the fun things about the real side is when people learn about this is that, and I'll give you an example. That is that let's say, you know, your daughter or your son there, the younger the better, but, you know, my daughter didn't like math. Most people don't like math. I was fine with math, and math is everything. I was a contractor for 40 years, general contractor here in California, and so math is everything. And my daughter came to me one day in the third grade. She goes, you know, Dad, I really don't like math. And I said to her, I said, well, what if I show you how math is fun? Okay, and in about 5 minutes I showed her, and she goes, wow, Dad, math is fun. And I go, yeah, it's just very simple stuff. And here's the fun part, and you can test this. So if your child is having a situation, let's say with math, we'll just take math, because a lot of kids, they don't like that. But some do. But anyhow, take it to the real side and ask for guidance on the real side with the math. And you may be surprised, because on the real side, you can learn a lot more. You can see a lot more and a lot faster, and then you can bring it back, and sometimes people have recall to where all of a sudden they figured it out. You see, that's what's so cool about the new you and the real side. So every night that you practice that for 5 or 10 minutes or so, sing it, and then you want to discover something or whatever, you can bring that back. Or maybe it's a story or it's an adventure, and you write the story, you see. And everybody's having this, these adventures, and this is really where all the so-called great stories that we've read about, they got it from the real side, and they brought it over to here. That's where they got it from. So there's a lot going on in those endless realms and universes within ourselves, more so than just what is already has already been prepared and planned for us here. So you work both sides. It all incorporates. And the bottom line is, you simply make sense of it. What really makes sense? Does it make sense to drink tap water with all kinds of chemicals in it? Or does it make sense to, you know, filter the water or buy better water? You see? You just simply make sense of it.
What can you say for parents? You know, because, of course, the younger kids, they're just naturally having the real side experiences, but as we get older and kind of lost in this world and all the ideas and, you know, whatever it is that we're doing, some parents aren't dreaming anymore. They don't even remember their dreams or even think about having dreams. They haven't had dreams in so long. Do you have any suggestions for parents who aren't dreaming at all and maybe how to start out so they can help assist their children as well?
Yeah, they can learn to see more. Well, here's some ideas. Now, it's going to be almost an endless variety because everybody's situation is different. And, you know, many people have to work, and that's very intense for them. And so, you know, one of the things that comes to mind here is that, you know, they have commercials because many people are involved in their work, and the world is very stressy. And so they take that stress home with them, and they have trouble getting to sleep. We call it insomnia. And realistically, there's no such thing as insomnia. It's just a label for people that can't sleep. So what do? They create drug commercials so that you can get that 8 hours of rest. So you basically go unconscious for 8 hours, then you get up and you start your so-called new day again to go through the same routine time after time. Well, over the years, I've experimented with myself in different ways. from here to the real side. Now, not everybody will do that, but if they sincerely want to, and many people have put a block there. I've talked to people that actually blocked out their dreams, and then at a certain time, you know, in other words, their access to the other worlds, all right? And we call it dreams, but it's not. It's really an access to new and other worlds and experiences. And so then they had to deal with that too. So, you know, it's kind of like nailing your garage door shut, and all of a sudden you want it open. Well, now you got to go through the process of pulling all the nails and screws out so you can open the door. And so there are little things you can use. One of the ones I use is because I don't want to sleep straight through the night. I want to wake up many times, and many people feel this is broken sleep. But as you wake up each time, you start to remember those little sections of experiences that the real you is having, your real awareness, and trying to convey to the personal self. But when you just do the whole night's sleep, most of the time you don't remember that. But if you want to remember, one way to do that is, an example, drink a lot of water before you go to sleep. This is just one way, and there's many. Then you'll wake up at different times, and you'll have to go to the bathroom, so that'll wake you up, and just pay attention to what you've experienced for that phase. Maybe every 2 hours you'll wake up. But again, that can be pretty hard for people. When I work construction, I really didn't want to wake up during the night, even though I would, and remember that because I was very, very tired. So it's going to be different with each person. So, but you have to be willing, too. You have to be willing to see, because it is happening. The other realms and new worlds, they already exist. It's just you decide when you want to explore them. And something for insomnia, for those people that can't sleep, first of all, learn to be now. And see, when people are fast forward with their mind or thinking of the next day, which I used to do in construction too, I would plan the materials I'd have to get, so I was rather fast forward and trying to slow my mind down, because it was already into the next day, you see? And this is what it is with many people. They're already into the next day. And I've talked to people where they've had, they even get night jobs because they've got insomnia. They cannot sleep. And eventually that leads to a lot of stress too. And so, but it's, the trick is learn to be now and learn to take things a step at a time. It takes a little training to do that. And also, as you become more now and more present, you will start to recognize more so what's going on, instead of constantly projecting ideas from yourself and chasing those ideas, you see? Mm-hmm. So it is of a particular, so, you know, reading the new books and the courses that I've created will help do that, and then having the real side experiences, it takes a while. It will take you your whole life and more than that, because this is huge. You're dealing with the whole of life now, and you're moving into new realms and new worlds and new universes, and they're endless, more so than just the system here. So most people will stick to what's here because, again, they just want to take it a step at a time. They want a simple course, and at some lifetime they will get it, but they can get it now, but there's no guarantee that this will be around, because it takes a particular individual to bring it forward and to be able to see it and have the courage to present it, because what we're presenting here is really not widely accepted, because you might say the authorities haven't given their okay with it, you see. So most people look to the governments and the authorities. It's like, is this okay to do this or whatever? But then there's the risk takers like yourself that are stepping forward and that just say, hey, I'm just going to do it anyways and see what happens. And as you do it, as you take the risk, you see, it only gets better, not worse, like what's going on in the world. It actually gets better, doesn't it?
It sure does. It gives you a lot of awareness. I mean, time really doesn't exist, so the real side shows that often, because there's always examples or basically presentations that are done for you. So, you know, this can happen with your children too. Your children will just like come to you with one of their experiences that they had, and it'll just be random, because, you know, it's not always when they wake up they're like, oh, I had a dream. It's just almost like when they need to remember it and they need to tell you, you know, you can find that there are, instead of falling into the hole, instead of falling into the pit hole, the real side gives you an advantage to maybe walk around it. It'll show you other ways or maybe show you an obstacle that you can avoid or a better way to take care of it or even a better food to eat for your body. So if, you know, one of your symptoms is being really tired. And if we are to assist the kids and assist ourselves with doing that, we could potentially see better, jobs, I want to say, for the kids, like using better survival mechanisms and utilizing things that would make sense with the all-natural earth, which is, if we don't have the earth, we don't have anything to live on. So it definitely can help very much. Sandy, are you there? Did you have any questions or have anything to say?
Right now I don't have any questions. I just want to say that thank you, Duane and Mary, for a wonderful presentation here about the new home school and what is available for everyone out there, not only the parents but the children, and to help them be more creative and to learn who they really are, to learn about the real side, and to be able to talk about their dreams with their parents and even with their friends. I know a lot of times the parents just shush the children, like Duane was saying, and they aren't allowed to express themselves. I know many parents are so glad when their children go back to school so they don't have to deal with them, even mothers at home. And that's a shame because the children, they always see the truth. Did you say something, Mary?
No, I think your phone just went out, maybe.
Oh, my phone, it may not be working right today here. Sorry about that. Maybe let me get a different one in the living room here. Okay, is this better?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Kind of forgot where I left off, but parents sometimes don't take a part in their children's lives. I was brought up with children should be seen and not heard, and I do believe that some even enforce that to this day. But children are fun. You can ask them a question, and man, they're going to tell you how it is and what the truth is and what's happening at home and who said what and who did what. And I just really enjoy them tremendously. Great, and we have the children's dream discourse, like Mary said. It's for basically for the parents, how you can communicate with your children on the dreams that they're having. And there are books, 1 through 6, that Duane and Ava had put together. And it's kid books 1 through 6, all real fun. And it's great for the real little ones. They goes through the alphabet and gives fruits and vegetables for the first part, and then there's animals in there for each letter. It's and a lot of cute sayings with each one, and you'll even get into things like F for freedom and J for joy, I for imagination. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head here. M for music. And I think you should always go along with what your children have an interest in. In other words, if your children or your child has an interest in music, find out what they like to play or what they would or may like to play. Try out a few. It doesn't hurt anything. You can get them for next to nothing, certain places. Even music stores run them used instruments that aren't very expensive. Or maybe your child likes to draw. I know both my children love to draw, and I would frequently get, like I've said before, newsprint from the paper mills and a lot of times they just give it to you, and I would put them down on the floor with all kinds of colors and pencils and not markers, because it sometimes, if they're real little, would go onto the floor, and you don't want that because you can't get it off. But to this day, my daughter loves to draw, and my son is like an electrical engineer and does all kinds of drafting and planning and stuff. So if they're encouraged and singing the new you and going to the real side, there's no limit to what these children can do. Thank you.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Duane, either about what you're doing or the kids or anything?
Well, I'd like to add that I really appreciate you and others stepping up and taking the risk to see a little bit more, and now that you have, you're just getting started. Well, there's a lot more to see and experience. It's just ongoing, and it's just very, very real. That's what's so cool, again, about the children, as, you know, the children, they want direction from the parents. And this is why they came here, and this is where we all go back and forth each lifetime, parent, child, husband, wife, sister, brother, whatever. We all play these different roles, and we come to a certain point where the children look to the parents. So whatever the parent is expressing and doing and demonstrating, that's what the child is picking up. And at the same time, the child is making their own decisions accordingly. And many times the parent has a frame of mind, a particular way, what they want the child to be or do or whatever, and they have it all planned out for the child. But the child came in here with their own journey. So as I raised my daughter, I saw this, and because I had the knowledge, and so I utilized the knowledge that I had, and so I did what I could with her. But I didn't tell her what she was going to do or direct her life or say, well, you're going to go to college and you're going to be this or that or whatever. No, I didn't do any of that. I just simply showed her the options and the possibilities and the opportunities that she could have in her life, and showed her how to handle them for herself so she could be self-sufficient, etc. And that was my role, because this individual has the right to choose whatever she does, and today she has her own business, etc. She does very well at it. We don't speak much, but again, I respect that. That's her life. She has her life. I'm doing what I'm doing. I see what's going on in the world, and especially with the all-natural environment, that's very important. And again, the children, you know, they're...
Oh, we lost you.
That we're all in, and real education, etc., more so than just being indoctrinated a particular way, that it all sounds good.
Oh, no, you keep going out.
Okay, because...
Duane.
Oh. I think he might be getting a phone call, so he was popping in and out. We'll see if he can come back here in a moment. In the meantime, we have the website in the description of this Blog Talk Radio show. It's nuhomeschool.club. You can check out the dream course for the children that is directed towards the parents that Miss Sandy and Miss Mary were talking about, along with the kids' books, as we wait for Duane to hop back on here. And there's also blogs, so there are some writings, different titles by Duane as well, on that nuhomeschool.club. And there's also some experiences that I have had and Henry has had and another new mom has had with her children that are on the blog section of newhomeschool.club. You can also check out dreamflyersclub.strikingly.com, and that talks about the children that are flying in their dreams. So it looks like we have Duane back here. Duane, are you there?
Duane, are you there? Houston, we have a problem.
Yes.
And this is another thing that most people don't realize, and that is we are in outer space, aren't we?
Yes,
we really are. You think you're on the ground? No, we're in a planet floating in black outer space, so anything can happen. So no, as I was talking, I watched the light on my phone go off. It just went off. So you never know what's going to happen next. Yes, okay. So I could hear you kids giggling in the background, but no, go ahead. I basically said it. You may have missed a few words, but that's the basic idea. Go ahead, Kelsey.
I was just telling everyone about our websites and the dreamflyersclub.strikingly.com. And so we're asking the children if they're flying in their dreams and the adults as well, and how to connect with their children and their dreams with the new you, new sound. That's about all I had.
So a few of us have the sniffles. Also, go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, if you have something that you wanted to say, please go ahead. I was going to ask if anybody had any questions for you.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Oh, Eric. Also, Eric is there. Are you still here, Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, there's Eric. Well, we have something interesting for you, too, coming up, Eric. So you're...
Oh, there he goes again.
I heard about half of that, but that sounds great. I can't wait to find out.
With the home school and the university and everything, this is worldwide. We're doing this for the entire world. So, yes, with the flying idea, because a lot of people used to fly in their dreams, and see, this gets the individual to put their attention somewhere. They know they've had that experience, so really, what do those experiences mean? So the idea is that while we're in this life and going through it, eventually we're going to meet that side, or what we call the dream side, again, which is the astral world. And in a way, we also want to prepare for that while we're here, because to most people, it seems like it's a big surprise. But, yeah, we got a surprise for you, too, Eric. So it's coming up soon. You're going to like it. And go ahead, Mary. You're wonderful. Yes. And did the kids, did you want to share some of the experiences? Do the kids have anything?
The kids aren't here. My daughter's with her friend, and my son's with his dad. This is one of the things. So it's very hard in this world to share what it is that we're sharing. I know that it's been such a journey for you, Duane, to even get to this point, to have all your books out there. But with your persistence and your, you know, sincerity and the purity that you have, you continued with this real adventure to share with everyone. So I'm constantly sharing it with my kids. And that's just it. You know, that's what we have here, is you're able to help your kids see more and have more choices and more possibilities, and giving them a way to be self-sufficient, because everybody's working for these big businesses. And if you look around just today, all of the businesses, I mean, it really doesn't matter which one you pick out. You know, the medical field is just one example that I, you know, the school systems. And it's not to say that the people in these systems and or any of us, you know, want to see people hurt or, you know, aren't there with heartfelt and wanting to help people. But if you're not paying attention to, you know, the real side, we're just really regurgitating information that's being given to us, and we're not really thinking critically about what we're doing. And that's what we can do with our children, is just give them the opportunity to continually use their real awareness while they're here for their survival. And there really isn't anyone that I know that is around that is referencing the real universes of real freedom and helping, encouraging everyone to just see more, because it doesn't look like it's getting any better. And it's even hard with my children, with other people that are around them that, you know, they have their own tap lines, which people really don't understand what's going on with that. But it's really like the Matrix where, you know, when you're sleeping at night, you know, it's just like the Matrix where you see like the tunnel, and, you know, usually they're going in your back, and eventually they cause disease. Like, you're very restricted, and it's almost like you're like zombie like, and you're just like staying within the system that's already been created here, when really you can have your own references and own experiences and really live up to them and have a much more fun adventure. So I know how hard it is. I have two children. I know how hard it is to even give them these experiences within this world, because, you know, there are a lot of people who are tap-lined with their religion or with their ideas, or even they don't want to face themselves. So, you know, they're scared that their kids might become too aware and really see them, or maybe be too free, because a lot of times parents tend, you know, to be scared to let their children fly. And a lot of stuff that goes on here has a lot to do with control. So my kids do have experiences, and I'm always encouraging them, and I'm always seeing a new sound, and we do have a lot of fun with it. It's helped me in a lot of ways. When Patrick, he was actually really sick a little while ago. And I mean, he was just like sleeping in bed, and my son, he's very hyper and he's full of energy and he's full of fun, and he just wasn't doing good. And we're talking like a week, and it had a lot to do with the foods that he's eating and staring at screens, you know, like the TVs or the iPhones, or, you know, because the new thing really is all these electronics, and they too have a terrible effect on your brain function as a young person and your eyesight as a young person, and even just being able to be creative. I mean, a lot of these kids are watching YouTube videos about other kids doing fun things. So with that, he ended up not feeling so good. And there's so many parents out there who aren't recognizing either that the food that their kids are eating is really draining them. It's not giving them enough nutrition, and, you know, staring at the screens or, you know, gaming. It's taking away from living a healthier, more fulfilling life. And we're not really recognizing that. And he wasn't doing good. And on the real side, and the real side can be a little bit exaggerated, you know, it's not like so literal as everything is here, and you can do a lot more. You can assist your children on the real side. You can actually take adventures with your children. Sometimes your children will just take you on an adventure, and you never know what's going to show up. But the idea is that within the experience, both my son and my daughter had the experience, and I was really worried about my son at this point. Like, I wasn't sure, you know, I was getting really worried, like, you know, what are we going to do? How am I going to fix this for him? Because he's just not himself. And the real side was showing basically that he really needed to detox from the foods that he was consuming. And this is a conversation that I got to have with my child, just because he, you know, he's very specific, and kids can get very specific, and they're like, no, I don't want that apple, or I don't want that. Like, you know, I just want pizza and macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets, and that's all I'm going to eat. Well, they're not very nutritious foods at the end of the day. Yeah, they love them, but they're not very nutritious, and it's hard to change those patterns with your children. But because both of my children had the real side experience, and you know, the doctor showed up in both their real side experience, and, you know, they were chopping. One was a little bit more, I want to say, severe. Like, my daughter had a more severe picture of her brother on the table, like, you know, with his limbs being chopped off, and like the doctor is laying there. And my son was a little bit more mild, but the same with him, where the doctor chopped off his feet, and it was, you know, where he needed to detox and flush things through his feet. And that on the real side, they're being taught too, you know, so when I'm encouraging him that, hey, like, here's the apple, like, let's have this, we have to eat healthier foods, Patrick, and we have to drink more water because this is what's not making you feel good. And because of this experience and because of how he felt and with my encouragement, that it helped out so much that, you know, now he goes and he picks out the grapes and the apples at the store and he tells everyone, no, I can't eat that, because he doesn't want to feel like that anymore. So it's definitely very helpful. It's a lot more fun. And it's, I also understand how hard it is to want, you know, in this world, like, they're not talking about it at school. There's my daughter's age there. I don't know many children that are even remembering their dreams at 11 years old. And that's still very young. And that says a lot for here. And it's not discussed really anywhere. So they're losing the best part of them. I mean, it can be a lot of fun here, but it can be even more fun when you have your real side experiences. And, you know, and then there's a lot of people that want to make guesses about what we're doing. And they want to throw either their religion in there or they just want to have control, because most relationships here are control. But when you start singing the new you and you really start recognizing yourself and what it is that you're really doing and what it is that's really going on here, and also experiencing the real universes or seeing your five bodies or having these adventures with your children, there, you know, there really isn't any turning back. I mean, again, as your children grow older, they always make a choice, but that's what we're here for. We're here to free them and allow them to experience what it is that they're supposed to experience. And that's really all I have there. Oh, so we're all here, you know, so there is a lot to learn. I'm always learning, even about certain meanings, because, I mean, there's dream books and such, and you can even Google references, but all of us here, and especially you, Duane, have went through a lot, and you can see all the way up from the universes, so you have a much bigger picture of maybe references of dreams. So you can always come on our Skype calls. We have a Skype call for moms and for children, and then obviously we have this live blog talk radio show for children. And the idea is come have fun with us and let's all talk with our kids about their real side experiences or what they're doing in school now, or what they just see here or what they don't like here. We're making a documentary for children, so any parents children, or if your children are interested, you know, we're here to assist, and we'd like to interview them, and we'd really love to just make this live show that we have right now all about the children. So any of your children that are doing fun things, or any kids out there that are having their real experiences and don't have anybody to share them with, we're here for that too. And does anyone else have anything to add?
I'll say something. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mary. Yes, it's that and a lot more. Yes, it is. And so, and it's a lot of fun, too. So you can have fun learning about a lot more than just this world and what's being, kind of shoved on us a lot of times. Because even when you watch a movie or even a video, there's always a commercial there, isn't there? So, again, it's very interesting. So the all-natural environment, what the animals and the birds are doing, et cetera, do they need a lot of these things to survive? No, they seem to be fine. And there really is many other viewpoints and many other ways to survive better. And so it's just that we're providing a real wake-up here for people, a real opportunity. And so it's not categorizing anything. It just makes sense as to what we're doing. So, yes, thank you so much. And, yes, I will be back. I would like to see you organize some of the parents and kids. And if they have questions, yes, I'll come on and we'll have fun. And again, the best thing to do is read a little bit of the material, get a little understanding, have some real-sided experiences, and bring your experiences, and we'll discuss them. That'll be fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Duane. Thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for going through everything that you went through and writing your books and presenting it to everyone. We know that it's not very easy to do it. Thanks, Sandy, for being awesome with the children and always sharing your experiences, and Miss Kelsey for being everywhere so everyone can find Dwayne and just what's happening here. And all of us new people, Eric, Henry Drape, Val, there's a lot, Eva. And I'm just going to close it up for the day. Thanks for coming to Live Block Talk Radio Show, New Homeschool Episode 5. You can find any one of us at www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. You can look up Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, and Dwayne the Great Writer on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud. And I just want to let everyone know anything is possible and incredibly a whole lot more than what can be experienced here on this planet Earth. You and almost everyone is still in their old routines from past lives that keep holding you here. If this is what you want, you keep deciding consciously and mostly unconsciously that you want to continue on to more unconscious lifetimes of the same old routines as now. While you are living here, you can also learn to see beyond everything you have ever known that is self-restricting and start to experience the real side life is that is not seen by most. There is no need for any concern, as all of your self-convincing self-restrictions will stay with you for as long as you want them. There is a real wake-up with the whole of life that is beyond all the love and happiness you have ever known, and there is also a real adventure and the greatest challenge ever that is available for all. But you must be the real risk-taker to see what I'm referring to. Those who stay with their old routines will blindly go into more unaware lifetimes of even worse conditions on this planet Earth than now. You and you, the real you, have a new life if you are willing to be free from all your self-restrictions. You always decide it your life. We wonder, and then for the Wonderful Worldwide Educators, and we thank you for coming. Thanks, Dwayne. Do you guys just want to give it a new you before we go?
New you.